Crime and horror anthology show. Stories about people caught in desperate times and only have one way out. I'm sure you're wondering why you received this tape from a random stranger. But is it really random? Am I really a stranger? Or are we connected in some way? To a web of lies and deceit? Possibly murder? You see, I hear things, see things. I know everything. To protect myself, I need these stories to be told.
Hey, how much farther till we get to the cabin?
Couple miles. Why you gotta ask that every time we come out this way? We've been to this cabin 100 times.
Yeah, I know. I just get antsy. That bitch we got tied up out there is a really freaking hot bitch. Wow.
Yeah, and you already had it twice.
Hey, so have you. So have you.
I had it once. Second time I stayed out in the big room while you did her.
Yeah, that's right. Jesus, she's one hot bitch with that black hair and those part boobies.
Jesus Christ! Will you lay off that shit? I know what the bitch looks like, alright?
Christ, what's the matter with you?
Sick of you getting your goddamn hormones all over the car.
Huh?
Settle the fuck down, is what I'm saying.
Alright. Jesus. Yeah, what's the word from the boss?
He'll come out tomorrow morning, take a look at her, and then decide how much to ask for.
The boss, he's a cool fucking customer, yeah?
Yeah. This chick, she's got a rich daddy, I guess.
You guess? Don't you know who her daddy is?
The boss didn't tell me, so I didn't ask him. Now will you shut your fucking trap for the rest of the fucking trip?
Won't somebody help me? Won't somebody please?
I'll help you.
Did somebody say something? Hello?
Me. I'll help you.
Where are you?
Over here.
I can't see you very well. It's so dark in here. How old are you?
I was 9 on my last birthday. Are you scared?
I'm trying not to be, but yes, I'm very, very frightened.
Have the men done bad things to you?
Yes. I don't remember how long I've been here.
They're coming back soon. I know they are. I'll help you when they come back.
When they come back? Can't you just untie me now and we can get away?
No. I don't have enough to do that. I only got enough to help you a different way.
Shit, I hate changing tires.
We got a spare?
Yeah. Listen, you hoof it up to the cabin. We've been away too long. I'll change the tire.
What? Walk the rest of the way?
Grab the food and water out of the back and give us some when you get there. I'll follow along when I'm done.
Oh, come on. I hate walking.
Will you just do it? The boss will be coming along tomorrow, and we need to be sure that the girl is okay and the cabin is straightened away.
All right.
Hurry along. It ain't gonna kill you.
Hey. Hello. It's me. Did you miss me? There you are. Just where we left you. What's the matter, hun? Cat got your tongue? I brought you some food and water. Figure you're gonna need it. Get your strength back so the boss can figure out what to do with you, right? Me. I just as soon bury you out there in the woods with the others. After we get the money from your old man. But we got time to think about that, don't we? Anyway, are you thirsty? I got some water here. Bring your head up and I'll give you some. The hell? Who the hell is that?
Don't you recognize me?
Hell no! Come out into the light. Didn't you hear me? I said, step into the light, girl!
I'm sorry you don't remember me. Your friends will, I'll bet.
The fuck are you?
Why don't you just come over here and find out? I think you'll remember me once you see me.
Ain't the little ones I like. That's the boss. He likes them all sizes and ages. But you just get yourself out of them shadows, like I said.
Come over and get me, you big bad man.
Think I won't? Think I want some little girl to get away with sassing me? You got another thing coming.
Hello.
The fuck? Oh my God! You're not...
Jesus, that was the toughest tire change I've ever had to do. Now, sun's going down. Hope he's got something for us to eat. Hey, what gives with the lights? Can't you hear me? What are you doing over there? Can't you hear me? How come there ain't no power? We blow a fuse or something? What's the matter with you? I said, what the fuck is the matter? Shit! Jesus Christ, he's dead! Somebody stabbed him in the throat with something. Who is that? Where are you? Holy shit!
You missed me.
What?
Missed me, now you gotta kiss me.
Who is that? Are you the girl we had tied to the bed?
I was tied to the bed once, but I'm not the one you're thinking of.
Where are you? Can't see anybody.
I'm over here. Come and find me.
I swear to God I'll kill you, you fuck with me.
Follow my voice. You're getting warmer.
It's getting so dark in here. Where are you? Keep talking, you little bitch. When I find you all,
you're red hot.
Oh, shit!
Boys! Hey, boys! I'm here! Who cut the lights? Oh, great. fucking wet out there. Fucking dark in here. No matches. Shit. There a flashlight any place? Boys, where the fuck are you? The car's outside, but they ain't here. I must be going nuts. Or they are. Well, let's hope that bitch is still here. I'll try to find my way.
Yes, she's still here. We both are.
Who the fuck said that? What did you say?
I said, the other girl is still here. And so am I.
Where are you?
I'm over here. Why did you do it?
Huh?
Why did you do it?
What the fuck are you talking about, little girl?
Just a few more hours to wait, and my daddy would have had the money for you. Why didn't you wait? Why did you do it?
The fuck are you talking about? I don't...
You broke me inside. You hurt me. You did bad things to me. And you broke me inside.
What? Shut up. You're crazy. Who the fuck...
I cried so hard. I begged you to stop. I begged you, and you lost your temper, and one of your men cut out my tongue.
Now I know you're crazy.
You and your men buried me out in the woods. I was so cold. Why didn't you wait just a little longer? Wait for my daddy to...
Shut up. Shut up. Shut your fucking mouth. I don't know you, and I don't know what you're fucking talking about, you little fuck. Where are my boys?
Look over there. They've been sitting on the sofa this whole time.
I can't see a fucking thing.
I can fix that.
That's better. Now. Hey, boys. What's the matter with you? Oh, Christ. They're dead. What happened?
They didn't want to play with me.
What's so fucking funny, you little shit? What's that sticking out of their throats? Huh? Answer me. Where are you?
I'm still over here. Don't you want to come and find me?
I see you in the shadows, but I still can't see your face. Come here, girl.
I was in the ground a long time. I don't think you want to see me. You didn't dig a very deep hole. Animals got to me. Wolves and foxes took away almost all of my fingers. All but three.
Jesus Christ! What the fuck are you talking about?
I was cold there, in the ground, and I thought I had to stay there. But that girl in the other room, she called out for somebody to help her. She called and called. She sounded so sad and so lonely. I remembered how sad and lonely I was back then. So I came to help her.
No. You can't be... I don't... You...
I gave your other men my fingers. And I have one left to give you. Look at me!
No! Get out! Get off! Jesus Christ!
Miss, are you all right? Hello, are you all right?
Oh, no, please don't hurt me.
No, it's all right, miss. I'm a cop. We're here to take you to safety.
What? Oh, thank God. I didn't think anyone would ever find me. How did you find me?
Somebody reported two suspicious cars out here, and when we found the cars, we found the cabin. and then we found you. Do you, know what happened to those three men?
It was three men who kidnapped me, did you catch them?
No. Somebody killed them in a pretty strange way. Looks like a bone pierced their windpipes. Did you see anything, miss?
No. I've been shut up in this room. Oh, do you think it was the little girl?
Little girl? We didn't see no little girl, miss. And anyway, how could a little girl shove something like a bone into their... What is it, Dugan? All right, keep your shirt on. Excuse me, miss. I think the paramedics are here. I'll send them in to look after you. Now, Dugan, just what was so important that you interrupted the questioning of a witness?
The medical examiner has discovered something. Tell him, Doc.
Well, I was looking over the body of the man on the floor here, and when I lifted him up, I found this.
Will you look at that, Clancy?
Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. It's a wee skeleton in a tattered dress. And all her finger bones are gone.
Tonight's play was Fingers, which was written, produced, and directed by Pete Letts. Featured in our cast were Angela Young as the young woman, Emily Carpenter as the girl, Nick Womack as the first man, Christian Ferris as the second man, Jason D. Johnson as the boss, Pete Letts as the first cop, Derek Letts as the second cop, and Christy Glick as the medical examiner. Your announcer was Lisa Ayala.
Blood Noir, Episode 27, Fingers, featuring Pete Lutz as the stranger. Fingers was originally aired on Pulp Pourri Theater in 2016. Special thanks to Pete Lutz for allowing Blood Noir to rerun Fingers. Theme music by Carpenter's Notch and Audionautics.com. Second credit narration by Nancy Bueller.
This was Rocket 88 Productions.